And again, hello everyone, Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the Good Stuff program today. Kim, I have something to share right off the bat for the good stuff that was left on my chair at work. I don't know where it came from or who sent it to me, but it says...
That's funny.
Quote, my patience is like a gift card. Not sure how much is left on it, but we can give it a try.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny. That is funny.
So makes you wonder who dropped it off.
That's right.
Yep.
What if I told you that Tri-State Livestock News offers everything you need to know about ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, even some rodeo information, that and much, much more coming out weekly. No need to roam for information, just you, your cup of coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good. Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Visit them online at tsln.com.
And are you passionate about the great outdoors? Can you imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara River, on Merritt Dam, or on any of the many ponds? Well, North Star Electric in Valentine is looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to call home. Connect with them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
I have a little story in here, or maybe a poem, I guess. I think this was written by Elizabeth McKibben out of Green Valley, Arizona, but it also had the name George J. Moriarty on it. So anyway, here we go. Called The Road Ahead and The Road Behind. Sometimes I think the fates must grin as we denounce them and insist the only reason we can't win is the fates themselves have missed. Yet there lives on the ancient claim we win or lose within ourselves. The shining trophies on our shelves can never win tomorrow's game. So you and I know deeper down there's a chance to win the crown. But when we fail to give our best, we simply haven't met the test of giving all and saving none until the game is really won, of showing what is meant by grit, of fighting on when others quit, of playing through, not letting up. It's bearing down that wins the cup, of taking it and taking more until we gain the winning score, of dreaming there's a goal ahead, of hoping when our dreams are dead, of praying when our hopes have fled, yet losing, not afraid to fall. If bravely we have given all, for who can ask for more of a man than giving all within his span? It seems to me it's not so far from victory. And so the fates are seldom wrong, no matter how they twist and wind. It's you and I who make our fates. We open up or close the gates. On the road ahead or the road behind. George Moriarty is the one who wrote that one and submitted that to the Good Stuff program. That's kind of nice as we get ready to go into March Madness and college basketball and all of that kind of stuff, thinking about giving your all.
That's right. Absolutely. Hey, guess what happened yesterday?
What's that?
Time change.
Oh, that's right. We're now, is everybody on the right time?
I hope so. If you're not, you're really in bad shape, I'm afraid, because yes, spring ahead in the spring. That means you've been late for everything. Time travel is so easy. Every fall, I go back an hour, and every spring, I go ahead an hour. My watch told me that the kitchen clock set itself back an hour, but that's secondhand information.
Oh, okay.
And Congress finally had a meeting about daylight savings. It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
Maybe if daytime was more careful, it wouldn't have to be saved all the time.
Well, you gave us some pretty good insight on daylight savings time and the reasons why. I'm still not a fan of it, but I know there are certain reasons why it was started. So
I know.
Check your clocks, everybody. You should have set those ahead 1 hour. Spring ahead, fall back. Here's the one I mentioned by Elizabeth McKibben out of Green Valley, Arizona. Just a short little one for you. There were three trees from Miles City to Jordan, but one day a storm came through. A tree was struck by lightning, and that left only two. There were two trees from Miles City to Jordan, and I'll be a son of a gun. One of them got sick and died, and that left only one. There's one tree from Miles City to Jordan. This country for trees is the poorest. So they erected a sign right next to the tree, the Rock Springs National Forest.
I like that. Hey, we got this from Dave Budget of Beardsley, Minnesota. Dave, thanks so much for sending this in. Although, I don't know. It's that he sent in, a recent study shows the average man speaks 55 words a minute. The same study shows the average woman speaks 60 words a minute with gusts up to 65.
And no comment. That's the good stuff.